God orchestrate heaven. You know there's unity in heaven. Whenever there was disunity in heaven, God put the disunity out. He put the strifeful person out. He put the evil person out. He cast Satan out quick, just as fast as the lightning flashed from the east to the west. That's how fast Satan was put out. And the third of the angels that he deceived, they had to go too. God is a God of order. God is a God of unity. So if you're talking about the kingdom culture, you're talking about love, you're talking about wisdom, prosperity, you're talking about health, you're talking about unity. That's the kingdom culture. And he told us to pray that his kingdom come and his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's look at another passage in Matthew chapter number 12, verse 46 through 50. Now, what this shows is the emphasis that Jesus put on being a Christian or being a disciple of his. In verse 46, it says, this is Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 through 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" That's a powerful statement. Pointing to his disciples. So as they're asking him this, he's pointing to his disciples. They're saying, "Who is my mother? Jesus is replying, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" While he's pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." Look at that statement. That's a dynamic statement. He's not saying that he doesn't have blood brothers and a blood mother, but he's saying true family are those who serve God. True family are those who are his disciples, those that follow Christ. If we really see it like that, we would destroy racism. If we begin to see true Christianity, we would go past culture. We would go past color. We would go past all those things and say, "You know what? This is my brother. This is my sister." Why? Because they named the name of Christ. Now, you may say, "Preacher, you're dreaming." Well, I don't think so. I call it faith, but also I see it here in the Word. Jesus was addressing the culture issue. He was addressing the fact to where even deeper than blood is the born again person, the salvation, the discipleship process. So one of the greatest things you can have is a saved mother or a saved brother. So then they're blood on two levels, natural blood, but also spiritually, they're your brothers and sisters. They're part of the kingdom. But really the kingdom of God, what would destroy racism is when we see each other as family, not black, not white, not old, not young, not Asian, not Hispanic, but family, saints of God. If we was to see, and not even denominationalism, that's itself. Okay. Again, nothing against denominations, but just think about it. There's a reason why denominations stay strong. We have to continue to support the fact that in some aspect we're right and somebody else is wrong. So if we're going to keep denominations, and I'm sure we are, that would take, you know, a miracle for that to change. But if we're going to keep denominations, let's at least be denominations with a kingdom mindset. In other words, I may be Baptist or I may be Methodist. I may be Church of God in Christ, Church of Christ. I may be Church of the Nazarene, whatever the denomination is. I may be this, but you know what? You are my brother. I may be black. You may be white, but you are my brother. You know why? Because Jesus said, "Who are my mothers and my brothers?" He says, "Those that are my disciples, those that do the will of the Lord." That's why it says, pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and brothers." Verse 50, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Will that take place overnight? No, it'll take some work to see that come to pass. But saints of God, as much as I love you, I have to tell you the truth. We must start now. That seed must be planted. We're in 2015. That seed must be planted now. We must begin to see ourselves the way God sees us. Verse 50 said, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." So if somebody's name in the name of the Lord, that's my brother, man. We got to go past these cultural differences. Things as simple as, you know, we know what has happened in the past, you know, and you can still see the results of racism, the results of oppression. You can see these things. But, you know, Father, help me. I refuse to dislike a white person because of something that has happened in the past, especially when I'm a Christian. We was talking earlier today about forgiveness. And one of the aspects of forgiveness, Jesus says, if we can't forgive, then our Father in heaven won't forgive us. Peter asked the dynamic question. He says, Jesus, or Lord, rather, how many times shall I forgive my brother, my sister? How many times shall I forgive someone who causes me harm? Paraphrasing. And he simply says, seven times. And Jesus says, not seven times, but 70 times seven. Now, we don't know that 77 or seven times seven, which is 490. Regardless, he was saying you forgive them to have a heart of forgiveness. There's not a time amount on forgiveness. You just have a heart to forgive. Why? Because our Father in heaven has forgiven us. So a lot of it's just forgiveness. Can we forgive? And when we're able to forgive, we're able to see, you know what, that's my brother. And you might say, well, they're not treating me like that. Well, that's the case in life. It's not always going to be the case that somebody's going to do the right thing. But it's up to us to do the right thing as an individual. We make a decision to do the right thing. Whether they love me or not, I'm going to love them. Whether somebody forgives me or not, I'm going to forgive them. That has to be the mindset that we have. And I'm telling you, Satan is afraid of that. That's why the Bible gives the principle. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And that's not just a natural home. That's anything. A business, a church, a denomination. And let's just say just the overall Christendom, the overall Christian faith. If we're divided, we can't be strong. We can't stand against same-sex marriage. We can't help curb poverty in the world. We can't help see the Great Commission fulfilled. Why? Because we're practicing division. Saints of God, let's get it in our heart. I'm planting the seed today of the kingdom culture. Jesus himself said, unless a seed is put in the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it's put into the ground to die, then it brings forth new fruit. Even studying that, when you take a seed typically has in itself the outer shell or the outer covering. Then you have a mini plant on the inside of that seed. Then you have stored food. When you put that seed into the ground, the natural process of the water that you put into it, it begins to soften that outer core, that shell, and it begins to open up. And while it's in the ground, that sunlight hits it, and it begins to grow and bust through that ground. Okay, that's how the Word of God is. The more that Word is sown and the more it's mixed with faith, after a while, you start seeing the fruit. So we know faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. What are we preaching? We're preaching the kingdom culture. We're preaching unity among believers. I'm not preaching universalism, you know, not in unity with all the religions. Now, we love the Muslim, we love the Buddhist, we love the heathen, amen, but these folk need to be saved. There's only one way to come to God. There's only one mediator between God and man. That's the man Christ Jesus. So I'm talking about unity among the Christian. If they're not Christians, they don't believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's God, that he's the Son of God, that he died on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins, that he rose again on the third day, that he was born of the Virgin Mary, if they don't believe that, they're not Christians, okay? We're talking about Christians. Now, those that don't believe that, hey, we're full of love, man. 1 John 4:8 says God is love. So we want to reach them through love. We want to reach them through the gospel. But mainly right now, I'm talking to believers. I'm talking to those that are driving down the street that are believers, those sitting and listening on their porch or in their living room that are believers. Let's unify. Let's put this into practice. Let's start seeing if somebody say they're a Christian, let's start putting into practice that the kingdom culture is above our culture. In other words, we're going to work to see what needs to be done that we can be unified. Now, we mentioned earlier that culture is all the knowledge and values shared by a society. So what knowledge and values are important to God? Well, some of the kingdom values that's important is, number one, prayer. The Bible says in Luke 18:1 that man should always pray and not faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. So that's one of our values. One of the kingdom values is prayer. Another one of our values is unity. We look at Psalms 133:1. It says, behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. That's a kingdom value. So we have to put our values above the cultures that we have and what the world puts as a value. What does Christ say? What does the kingdom put as a value? Another value that we have in the kingdom is equality. When we look at Isaiah 56 and 7, the latter part of that says, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, all people. Everyone is one in Jesus Christ. Then one passage of scripture that many of us are unaware of that I've noticed, but it's in there, Acts chapter 17, verse 26 through 27. And this scripture is very important. It says, from one man, he made every nation of men. Okay, this is the author Luke, writing in the book of Acts, the historical book of the New Testament, Acts 17 and 26, from one man, he made every nation of men. From one man. We know that man was Adam. So from Adam, God made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him, that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Listen, from one man, God created all men. So in all actuality, we're all brother. We at least related in the natural. Okay, just in the sense of the image of God through Adam and Eve, we're all related, regardless of skin color and hair texture and whether you like this type of food or this type of music, man, we are all from Adam and Eve. That destroys racism, inequality. See, the mindset has to change. We are one. You know, we were divided in Genesis 11 at the Tower of Babel. And I still say that was Satan, because Satan tempted man with pride. You know, they wanted to build a tower that was high enough to reach heaven. And God looked at that and said, but, you know, because of what they've imagined in their heart, nothing shall be withheld from them. But the motive was wrong. It was a motive of pride. So God dispersed them and began to cause them to go to separate areas of the earth. And he dispersed the language. And that's where you get the division from. And really, pride still causes division today. Pride is the root of racism. Pride is the root of bigotry. Pride. So when we humble ourselves and begin to say, you know what? God loves that person just like he loves me. If that's a Christian, that's my brother, that's my sister. Do you not know, if you look in scripture, that we're, as Christians, we're not even supposed to take one another to court? And we're seeing that today, Christians taking one another to court. That's not Bible. The Bible even tells us that while we take our matters before a civil court, or a court that may not even be in charge or overseen by the church itself. We're supposed to handle our own matters within ourselves. That's why he says, in one sense, why not just be wronged rather than go and take it to court? You know, because it's a bad witness. It shows that as believers, we can't humble ourselves. We can't let God be the ultimate judge. That's why the Bible says that vengeance is the Lord. The Lord knows how to repay. So we should even be taking other Christians to court. That's important. That causes shows the result of some of the divisions that we're having. So let's continue to look at some of these values. I think about the Declaration of Independence. We know that the Continental Congress in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, ratified the preamble of the Declaration of Independence. And this was the statement. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, what do you think these founding fathers got this from? They got this from Genesis. They got this from Acts 17:26, you know, that all of us came from one man. Every nation of man came from one man. So really, we are one. It's just now time to have the mindset to say we're one, let's function as one. Let's stop thinking from division and denominationalism and racism. No, we are one. We have one agenda. Let's pray for this. Amen. He told us to. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's another kingdom value? Well, we know Christ gave us the Great Commission. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Somebody may have a challenge with that. Well, that's okay. We can baptize them in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter. The point is, we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you want to baptize in Jesus' name, I'm cool with that. The Bible says, whatever you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. So that's fine. Baptize them in Jesus' name. You know, I personally believe baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. So regardless, you know, we are one. Let's stop letting little small things divide us. You know, we're supposed to be the body of Christ in the earth. We're the church in the earth. What does that word church mean? When you look at the word church actually didn't come from the Christian side of the house. That's really a Greek word, which is the term ekklesia.
We want to talk to people tonight.
Thank you for joining us for the Discipleship Now radio broadcast. We pray that you have received revelation.